And to me, this was kind of the cap to it, where everybody came to us with a positive message about our brand. They said that they see us out there. Everything looks good. And it ended up resulting in potential recruitment. So it ended up being far beyond what we thought it would be. And not only did I find it very impactful, everyone at my company found it very impactful.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Electrify Your Message podcast. And I'm Joe Melillo. And I'm here today with Slat Capital. And they're celebrating 50 years. And their director of marketing, James Mulgard. Hey, James, how are you today?
I'm very good. How are you, Joe? Thanks for having me.
Awesome. This is an interesting podcast, as they always are with the Electrify Your Message podcast. We're interviewing James because James and Slack Capital decided to sponsor the California Mortgage Bankers Associations, which you heard on the last episode with Dustin, their conference for the year. And you actually sponsored the text messaging portion, which we provided for the California Mortgage Bankers Association. So we're here today to talk to James a little bit about that experience, about what his decisions were, what, you know, where he was in terms of, you know, other sponsorships you guys have done in the past. So thanks, James, and welcome, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. So with the CMBA's Western States Conference in Vegas, that's held annually minus last year. We've been a part of even the beginning of it. Our original founder was part of the creation of this event, and it's been a big part of what we do from a marketing standpoint for a very long time. And when sponsorships comes, they offer, or typically offer, the same kind of sponsorships most conferences do. You know, you could sponsor the lunch, you could sponsor the keynote speaker, sponsor the, you know, giveaway bags. And typically, you know, there's ones that are better than others, and there's a cost associated with that. You know, ones that are a little more featured will cost you a little more. The text messaging was new to us. So I would say we've done just about every type of sponsor for this event there is. And when we signed up for our sponsorship with Dustin, we had looked at what was still available, what had been taken. And, you know, my first instinct was to go towards what we would normally do. I'd look at what they were, and he was like, let me recommend this one to you. And we talked about it. And just from a short explanation as to what this product was, you know, through text message, notifying everybody what's going on and when it's happening throughout the conference, and your name will be tied to it constantly, it seemed like a great idea to me. So we chose that sponsorship, and it ended up being far beyond what we thought it would be. And not only did I find it very impactful, everyone at my company found it very impactful, and a lot of our relationships that are at that event or even not at that event caught word, and it's just become a thing now. And really my biggest gripe is I approached Dustin at the end of the conference on the last day and asked if we could sign up that sponsorship for next year. And he said, unfortunately, it'll be first come, first serve to the top sponsor. So maybe we have to take a top. We might have to be the top sponsor next year to make sure that we get that text messaging sponsorship.
That's great to hear. Yeah, we're a big proponent. Obviously, what we do is better communication with text messaging to a group of people. Doesn't really matter your industry or your goals. If you can communicate with people better in a specific way at the place where their eyes are, which is their phone, you're going to win every time. James, backtrack real quick. Tell everybody what Slack Capital does.
So Slack Capital, we're a commercial mortgage banking firm. We're located here in California. We have 7 offices spread between Northern and Southern California. And we originate commercial mortgage loans through all major lender types on all major property types, in addition to servicing a $4.6 billion portfolio for our correspondent lenders.
Who are you trying to get in front of at the California Mortgage Bankers Association? You have ties to it, but there's still a positive goal here in terms of getting in front of those people. What were they? Right. Who were they and what was it?
So at that event specifically, we're sitting down with all of our correspondent lenders, the lenders that we already have relations with, as well as open market lenders. And basically we're meeting with them to tell them where we're at, what we're doing, what our last year went by, as well as them letting us know what they're offering and how things have changed for them. It's really the main event of the year for us with those lenders, where we just, you know, fully catch up to speed to what they've been up to and what we're up to.
So when it comes to, let's just backtrack on some of the other sponsorship dollars that you've spent, maybe not at the California Mortgage Bankers Association's conferences. What else do you guys spend money on from a sponsorship perspective?
Like type of sponsorships or events?
Yeah, both.
So as far as events, we'll do it. So this event, the Western States, is geared towards lenders, which are a customer of ours essentially, and then we go to events where it's borrowers. So we'll have events where we're really focusing on reaching out to borrowers of commercial real estate and how we could, you know, show them what we offer and how that works. And then there's events which are really just a big mix. So you'll have developers, borrowers, property owners, landowners, banks like us, even companies like yourself who offer services that could be utilized by commercial real estate industry people. And we look to sponsor all of them, big and small. We typically do events that are held here in California, but we will sponsor events that are in New York or across the states if we feel they're impactful enough.
Please leave out any names or specifics, but give me a sponsorship that is not good, that doesn't work in your mind. You know what I mean? Like, is there a specific type of sponsorship that you're doing? And I don't mean like an event. I mean like, you know, sponsorship of the bags or the giveaways or the keynote speaker. In your mind, which ones are the best and which ones are the worst, I guess?
So I would say a keynote speaker is a good one, but it typically comes with a higher price tag. That one's good because when you go to a conference, there's a plethora of panels, and most of them are attended lightly in comparison to the whole group of attendees at that conference. The keynote is typically fully attended, every seat's taken. And when you get those sponsorships, usually your logo's up on a screen up front during the whole keynote speaking event, as well as, you know, you could put a flyer on every seat in the whole event. So those are good. They, you know, I would say great, but they typically cost a little more. Not so good. I'd probably put things like you're the breakfast, the intro breakfast or the intro speaking event, because you're typically not being recognized when everybody's there. You know, you're being singled out. You could be the closing sponsor. Gift bag sponsor is another one where you get those bags at every conference. I often find that those things are kind of not really looked at so much and oftentimes discarded, even to the point where that kind of sponsorship has become it's thrown in with every other sponsorship. Here, you get to also throw this into the giveaway bag. And then another good one, which is affordable, which I would say how this text message one is like a lanyard sponsorship. It's typically one of the cheapest ones at any event, and you're around the neck of every person at the conference. So I do actually like that one for an affordable one.
Yeah, that's great insight too for anybody who's listening who has to buy sponsorships. How about outside of conferences? Are there other sponsorship type things, social media, website sponsor, digital sponsorships that you would rank in your experience?
So really what Slack Capital does outside of conferences, the only type of major sponsorships we do are small industry events. Like we did one for Boys and Girls. They had a cornhole tournament in San Diego this past weekend, which our team in San Diego sponsored.
Sure.
And it was a huge hit. They do it there every year. And it gets a lot of real estate people at that event. And that went over really well. And then we like to sponsor events that are fundraisers for the community where banking and real estate owners will typically be at. We do a couple here in the Bay Area. Outside of that, that's really where we want to work. We don't spread out of our industry too much.
Sure. But I guess my point is, would you, if they offered it to you, would you sponsor a Facebook post, or would they, you know, hey, get, you know, give it this part of your sponsorship? Do you think stuff like that is worth it when, or you're in a program, you're in the program booklet?
I would say so for social media. The problem with social media and website sponsorships or advertisements, whichever angle you want to call them, they can be very pricey. And oftentimes they do get lost, but there are unique ways that people can do it, which sets them apart from, you know, what other people do. In that case, I do think it's worth it. Just having, being a general sponsor of an event, not being associated with any specific angle where you're just another logo on the sheet of logos, I do not necessarily see the value. The only reason we would go that angle is if we had a full team of people there, and it would just go hand in hand with our presence at the conference.
Understood. So if you're listening right now to the Electrify Your Message podcast, again, it's James Mulgard. He's the director of marketing for Slack Capital, and he's given us great insight. You're doing a great job, man. I really appreciate this podcast. From a sponsor perspective, what their thought process is on sponsoring events, to ultimately the goal of sponsorship is what, James? What are you trying to do with sponsorships?
Brand awareness for me. It's, I want my brand out there. We worked really hard to create this brand, and it's to have it in our industry, in everybody's face, in a positive way as much as possible.
That's it.
Top of mind.
Top of mind marketing, top of mind brand awareness. The problem that we face, and you know, I'm going to be very transparent with you. It's that these are leading questions because I'm getting to the point of ultimately trackability. And do you find it's hard to track the money, the dollars that you're spending on sponsorship to those ancillary things, even the one that you mentioned is the best one, which would be a keynote speaker? You know, can you track the ROI essentially on a sponsorship like a keynote sponsor?
It is very difficult to non-existent. That's a great question. Honestly, the way that the analytics of finding it is word of mouth. How many people, you and I had spoke to this before, but it's how many people come to us and say, we liked your sponsorship. We noticed you sponsored this event. This really came to light to us. That is the only way we really quantify it. There's not a direct dollar return of investment metric that we could follow from sponsoring events in that manner.
Do you think, in your opinion, if that could change? Well, I mean, again, leading question here. Would you want it to change?
Oh, of course. I mean, especially for me. I mean, I would say, as a marketing director, anybody in marketing, you know, there's a lot of job security when I could prove the return on investment on decisions I make. So any way that I could quantify why I'm doing what I'm doing, I'm very open to it.
Yeah, be careful what you say here. It is recorded, right?
Yeah, right.
No, and to the point of what I'm getting at, and we're going to talk about specifics real quick because we only got a couple minutes left about the California Mortgage Bankers Association activation. But with our texting and what we do, we can basically track open rates and actual impressions, and not just click-through impressions like marketing sometimes uses as a metric. We can actually see who clicked it, when they clicked it, why they clicked it, and then hopefully in the future, if they buy anything or are associated or sign up for something, that their phone number is associated on the back end for Slat Capital, and you can actually see, this person was at the conference, they clicked on this link, they liked what they saw, they obviously bought it at some point. Did it have a direct impact? Sometimes timing allows us to make that inference, but ultimately, you know, that's better tracking than nothing. So we're really proud of that fact. And so at the conference, what we did, folks, was we had Slat Capital, or I should say California Mortgage Bankers Association, had Slat Capital as the texting sponsor, which means that as the texts were going out, Slat Capital was included in those text messages. What did they look like, in your opinion? Were you happy with what they look like?
Oh, they were fantastic. So especially on a conference like that, where our meetings are back to back on a half an hour basis with no space in between, it is very easy to lose track of time, miss a panel, miss a luncheon, miss a meeting. And basically what was happening is every time there was a meeting coming up that was of any importance to the conference, we would get a text message saying that, you know, keynote speaker, et cetera, will be speaking in 15 minutes in the main hall. And at the bottom, we sponsored by Slat Capital with our logo. And it was just, and it was never too much. So it was, anything that was said was important. So people were not ignoring it. And it was, I would say, you know, 2, 3, 4 times a day, including the beginning and the end of the conference, our name was being put out there. It was fantastic.
If you told that to somebody else, another marketing director, doesn't that sound like spam?
It does. That's why I want to say it wasn't too much.
Where I know, you said that.
If it was telling me, oh, be sure to come back to the Aria next, you know, there was nothing that seemed advertisement about it. It was literally a text message system that kept your schedule for you for the conference. That's how I would describe it for the general public.
And why wouldn't, and how about an app? They have an app that you can download.
But you gotta go do that. So the thing was, is when people sign up and your phone number is there, it's readily available. And you don't have to have the app open. It's just your text messages. And if people chose to not pay attention to it, that's their decision. But I found it incredibly useful.
We really appreciate that, man. James, it's great. You know, we've never met before today. So this is like a true, download of discovery here of how you felt about the podcast. I mean, how you felt about the text thing. When it comes to results, are there any results from you doing that other than word of mouth saying, hey, we saw you on the text messages? Have you gotten any?
So there is, and I can't get into too many details, but sure. I would say we are potentially recruiting some folks to the company who really caught wind of us because of that sponsor at that event.
That's awesome.
They were impressed by what, so we rebranded a month before COVID.
Oh.
Which was probably the worst time to do something like that. So we,
maybe from a marketing director, if you say it, I believe you.
But you know, the good thing about it was it forced us to really step up and make sure we found a way to get our new brand out there and not feel like our brand that we had established over, you know, almost 50 years get wasted because it's gone and this new brand's here that nobody knows about. So sponsorships and events and virtual networking and digital networking became very important. And to me, this was kind of the cap to it where everybody came to us with a positive message about our brand. They said that they see us out there, everything looks good. And it ended up resulting in potential recruitment. So,
and if you listen to the last podcast, you know, Dustin talks about the results from a texting analytics standpoint of what was clicked on and how many people actually saw it. And I think there were only 12 opt-outs total for the whole event.
Incredible.
So, yeah. And, you know, that's the benefit is you can always opt out, but you can't always get the information unless you opt in. So that's the benefit.
800 people there. So that's pretty low.
Yeah. It was super low opt out rates. But
I mean, and like I said, I could tell you for sure that the other sponsors there is a want to have that sponsor next year. So whether or not that, you know, translates to other industries, I mean, that's, you know, your story to tell, but I know for sure that it had a positive impact and it will be wanted deeply next year. So
there is a major problem that we've been trying to fight for the last couple of years. And that is that sponsorships don't have any real value unless it's trackable. And so let's put some way to track it. And texting is a great way to do it. And so we're very happy that Slack Capital was the sponsor this year. I'm very appreciative that you came on the podcast to talk about it. Because unless you were happy, you wouldn't have been here if you're unhappy. So I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, this is great. So where can people learn more about Slack Capital and ultimately about what, you know, how to get involved with you?
It's slat.com, slatt.com, as you can see down here in the corner. We have all our team. We have an about us, what we do, and our services. You could fill out a request a quote there or a contact form if you want to have somebody reach out to you about what we do.
That's awesome. Well, thanks so much again, James. This has been great. And again, if you had a word for anybody sponsoring text messaging, if you see sponsoring of a text messaging offered by something you want to sponsor, would you do it?
Oh, absolutely.
Probably tell other people too.
Unless they're competitive, then I'll tell them maybe not.
Everybody, there you go. See, James, fully competitive. Thanks again, man. I appreciate it. And have a good day. All right, everybody. This is the Electrify Your Message podcast. Again, I'm Joe Melillo. We'll see you next time. Hey, thanks for listening to the Electrify Your Message podcast. And if you want to learn more about what our team at KLaunch can do for you, simply text KLaunch to 55433. We look forward to hearing from you. Enjoy your day, and we'll see you next time.